I see. All right. I'm checking to see how to actually pull this off. I'm new to this webinar, so I'm trying to see who is with me. 1 second, because I'm trying to get Deb on here. Deb, if you want to post a comment, maybe I could bring you in. I'm not sure. Ah, hey, Nakumbi, good to see you. Post something in the comment. Let me know you're here. I'm here and I can hear you. That's good. I just can't see you, like where you're at and how to get you on here. So may have to figure that one out. Guests, play a sound when guests arrive. I don't have any banned guests, so that's good. Well, that's good. All right, so we got five people. Who else is here with me on the stream? Go ahead and put it in the comment. I'm just going to see, how do you bring in guests? With each search stream, you will have a separate link that you can share with guests. Well, that's great. I don't know where that's at. 1 second. Well, here, Deb, I'm going to send you a link and an email and see if I can actually bring you in that way. 1 second. See if that works. All right. Oh, hey, Jim. Nice for the smiley face. All right. We'll start in about 30 seconds as we are testing out this new webinar platform. I'm a guest and I am on, so something is working. Yeah. Thanks, Melanie. I'm glad it's working. So, Deb, if you want to check your email, maybe you'll pop up on my screen. See here. So a quick story as Deb is checking her email. So I'm a part of this Bible study in the morning with my church, and there's a guy in my Bible study. He goes, "Hey Deb, there you are. Hey, welcome to the live stream." Hey Christian, hey, good to see you. So in my Bible study, there's this guy who specializes in AI. He works for a big credit card company. I mean, this is the type of guy you want thinking about AI because he's kind of concerned about the world and AI and things like that. Well, I was like, I'm going to do this webinar on how to use AI as a personal assistant. And I said, I was even giving it some prompts around symptoms and if it could actually identify like diagnoses. And it said, you know, based on the DSM-5 or whatever. Well, in the background of this Bible study we were having, he like found a digital copy of the DSM-5 and then created his own ChatGPT isolated box of just for the DSM-5. And he's like, I'm going to send it over to you. You can play with it. I was like, interesting. So I don't even know how that works yet. But welcome. I'll go ahead and get started. Hey, Deb. So what you could do, Deb, is you could, I don't know if you can remove yourself or you could like, you can turn off your screen. You don't have to be a part, but you could also say, hey, Brent, I see this question or something like that. You know, you can interrupt me at any time. So I'm going to bring my Notion document to the page. All right. So the webinar topic today is how practice owners can leverage AI as their personal assistant. And I actually used AI to create this image, this little header image here. And I said, create an image in the form of Pixar animations of a AI personal assistant. So you can kind of see it. Well, but if I can zoom into the background just a little bit more, you can kind of see the outline of kind of a Pixar, you know, animation a little bit of what you would typically see with Pixar. So, you know, not too bad. And it imagined itself as a robot. All right, so give me a thumbs up if you can see my screen okay in the chat. Or if you can't get the emojis, just say, I can see it. I'm assuming you can. All right. Okay, so as practice owners, this is the problem we're trying to solve. You know, as practice owners, you're busy and you're being pulled in several different directions. And sometimes you're being asked, thank you, Christian, being asked to do something you know nothing about, and you just need a little nudge to get going in the right direction. So AI can help you be that nudge as your personal assistant and more. Like, for example, how to write a rejection letter to an applicant who might be wanting to apply for your practice, or even to a client. It's just not a good fit. How do you do that? Maybe you just need a quick help, a quick prompt. Maybe you need to create some social media or blog post, or create website copy, or create an improvement plan for one of your employees, or create an ebook or lead generator, or possible help with a diagnosis. Because believe it or not, AI has read the DSM-5. A little bit about me here. That's my family. About 7 years ago, my wife came home. She was getting her license. She was pre-licensed. She was getting her hours in. And as she was getting towards the end of that time, she says, Brent, I actually want to start my own private practice when I'm fully licensed. I want to work just with kids, and it needs to, and I want it to be 100% private pay. I don't want to deal with insurance. This was 7 years ago. And she said, Brent, I need your help. You have to do the branding and marketing. Well, the only problem was, I didn't know how to do branding or marketing. I didn't have a marketing degree. I had a music degree, a music background. So I know Jim can can sympathize with me a little bit there. Let's see. We had twin girls who were 2 years old, almost three. Susan was 6 months pregnant with our son Simeon there. And we didn't have money to pay anyone to build us a website or do anything. But if we wanted to live in Chicagoland, we had to make this business work. We needed her income to live in the western suburbs of Chicago. So what happened was we did launch that private practice, and it's a thriving group private pay practice today. We just hired somebody this last week. So we've been onboarding her. So she's got 9 clinicians working with her. Just all private pay and working with kids ages 2 to 12. And from that experience, Brand Your Practice was born, and that's my business. And kind of my one-liner for my business is, there are a lot of therapists who want to start and scale up a private practice but are overwhelmed by all the marketing, finances, and operations. And we, using our proven playbook, Brand Your Practice helps therapists build their dream private practice through business education and services. Because we believe starting and scaling a practice should be simple, affordable, and fun. And out of that has come a few things. So in the last 7 years, I've helped launch and scale over 12 private pay practices across the country. I'm what some would say like a full stack marketer. So I've done it all, the entire stack of marketing, Google Ads, WordPress websites, branding, SEO, all the things. But I'm also a full stack content creator, meaning I've done YouTube videos, vlogging, branded newsletters, podcasting, course creation, and I'm a certified story brand guide. And really, for my mission, and I'll get into the AI and why this is important here. My mission is to help grow and scale over 10,000 private practices. And I do that 3 ways. One, through my education, a Brand Your Practice, and I have some services there. Therasas, which is a CRM, and then the Private Pay Practice Program. And I love this because Dev and I teamed up to kind of combine our experiences to launch this program, because we believe that therapists should be paid what they are worth. And having a private pay practice is the best way to do that. That's what we believe. And I do want to make you aware of a free guide that we just put together, the ultimate guide of to build a private pay practice. And this is actually a podcast series. It's a private podcast series, so you need a link to get to it. And I'll share this link at the end, but you can scan that or go to privatepaypractice.com/private to get a hold of that new series that we just put together. All right, so here is the plan for the webinar. Short overview of what AI is, and this is just a very 30,000 foot view. Where to get AI, and then we're going to do some live demonstrations on how you can use AI as your personal assistant. And if you have any, if you want to type something in the chat, it's like, Brent, could you try something like this, and we can play around with it and see. And then I'll share with you some AI tools. At the end of this webinar, I'm going to give you a QR code that you can actually Thank you, Deb, for that link. You can actually have this whole Notion page and get all the resources you want from it. All right, first, what is AI and how does it gather data? And so I just said, okay, chat, what are you? I said, here's the prompt. Prompts are what you put into chat to AI to get responses from it. I said, hey, chat, can you explain what you are and how you gather data, but explain it in a way a second grader could understand? Also, feel free to provide visuals. And this is what it wrote. It said, hey there, I'm like a super smart robot that can talk to you. Imagine if you had a really, really big book with all the stories, facts, and pictures in the world. My brain is like that book because I read lots of things from the internet up until a point. And that's important. And I remember them to help answer questions. But unlike a person, I can't learn new things after my bedtime, which was April 2023. That means I don't know about things that happened after that. Just like if you had a book that stopped telling stories from a certain point. And I can also make pictures. It's like you told me to draw a dragon playing basketball. I can make a picture out of that for you. Let's make a picture together. How about we make a picture of a friendly robot reading a big book with kids? Let's do it. And so it created this. So ChatGPT, this version, Chat 4, is relevant until April 2023. That's when its knowledge stops. Now Chat 5 is going to be, you know, even more recent as they update it. So that is how AI describes itself, as if a second grader was in the room. Where do you get AI? So ChatGPT is built by OpenAI. They also have a phone app that I've been playing around with it. You just walk around, ask it questions, and it'll answer you. There's a free version. It's 3.5 is the free version. The paid version, which I use, I finally ponied up for it, is $20 a month. That's the most up-to-date, and it sounds a lot less like AI. It's not as rigid. It's actually more conversational. Bard is another AI. That's Google. We'll also kind of play around with Bard a little bit today. This is free. Claude.ai, this is also a free version. It's built by Anthropic. It's former OpenAI employees put this together. Grok is the newest one. This is Elon Musk's. You have to pay for this one. If you are a Twitter or X premium subscriber, you get access. I'm not on it yet. Most AI third-party programs. So if you're going to use an AI program, it's usually built off of ChatGPT or Bard or something like, or maybe even Claude or Grok someday, but they're usually using these big three in the background. Something important to know is do not use personal identification in the prompts, because what the crazy thing about AI is that it uses the information you put in it to make it even better. So don't put your client information in there because then you're essentially giving that away. It's all open. All right. So one thing before we get into the live demonstration, here's an example of AI doing cool stuff. I have one here. So this is from a Twitter. So what happened? This guy, he said, I gave ChatGPT a vision, the plot vision. Okay, so ChatGPT has this thing where you can send it pictures and it can analyze it, right? So he plotted out by hand the fifth book of Harry Potter, chapters 13 through 14. And you can see here the chapters on the left, the time of day that the action was taking place, and a bunch of little titles, right? He put that in there, took a picture. Hi, Kim. And what pumped out was this. He said, certainly, J.K. Rowling planning sheet for chapters of fifth Harry Potter book, Order of the Phoenix. So it kind of analyzes it a little bit. And then it pumped out this. It took all of Harry Potter's books, identified its main plot and mysteries, school events and tests. So you have the Sorting Hat, Quidditch, Forbidden Forest. Friendships and rivalries. So you have the trio, which is Ron and Hermione and Harry, and you have Draco. So it, Voldemort and Dark Forces. This was just crazy. And then Prophecy and Destiny. So it just outlines those major themes throughout the books based on just a portion of book number 5. And it's this image here. And he said, all right, just do all of it for all of Harry Potter's books. I mean, that's wild. you could ask Google, couldn't even pull this up for you that fast, and it just generates it for you. Okay. So let's jump in to some live demonstrations here. So the way we're going to do this is I'm going to show some prompts and then we're going to see it in action. All right. Now here's the deal. Here's the deal with prompts. Some things you want to keep in mind. The more specific, the better. In some ways you're like training AI. When you say you're training it, you also want to see if it like knows what it's talking about before you go even deeper. So I'll explain that and show you in just a minute. But you want to be specific, the target profession or interest, to tailor the content appropriately. So you want to specify that. Suggest the types of content you're interested in, like tips, quotes, speaking engagements, stories, you know, giving a clear direction. Ask for a variety of content, ensuring a diverse range of outputs. This will allow you to dive deeper into a particular area because you're going to be like, oh, I didn't think about that. Let me go a little bit deeper. Mention the need for the content to be engaging and appropriate for the audience, which is crucial for social media posts. And then you can use different voices. Like you could say, write this in a kind voice or write this in a sassy voice. All right. Everyone hang in there with me so far? Let's check the chat here. Okay, good. Looks good. All right. So let's just start with social media examples. Here's the prompt. Can you provide a list of social media content ideas specifically designed for men in their 50s? I'm looking for posts. Thank you, Kim. I'm looking for posts that would be engaging, informative, and appropriate for that audience. The content should be varied, include things like daily tips, inspirational quotes, interactive elements like polls or questions, short stories or anecdotes relevant to the field, educational content, and any other ideas that would resonate with followers interested in mental health wellness for engineering managers. So, all right, very specific. All right, I'm going to switch over to chat. I'm going to go ahead and start a new chat up here. This is the interface. These are all the different chats I have on the left. You know, how can I help you today? And then it kind of has some, you know, template prompts for you if you want. But I'm going to go ahead and just put it in here and we're going to see what it pumps out. I'm going to put at the very beginning, I'll just say something like, you're a mental health specialist. And you can misspell words in it. All right, I'm going to hit enter. And this is what it's going to look like as it iterates. Might take a second. And sometimes you kind of have to stop it. There you go. And as that populates, I'm going to go over here to Bard. This is Google's, and I'm just going to put in the same prompt here, okay? So creating social media content for men in their 50s, particularly those in roles like engineering management, requires a balance of information, engaging, and age-appropriate material. Here's some ideas. So you're thinking about content. Well, what could we do? Share relatable stories or anecdotes about overcoming challenges in the workplace, balancing personality and professional life, or managing teams effectively. So it's going to give out like a bunch of things here. And we'll see if this will, weekly challenges, retirement planning, workplace mental health strategies. Like some of these retirement planning, like maybe, you know, but maybe you can prepare mentally and emotionally for this transition. All right. So what I'm going to say is like, great. You know, we're training this. Think of it as like, you're just being a nice conversational partner. You know, exactly what I wanted. Can you give me specific examples of each one? So say, give me specific content examples. And let's just see, right? So that's kind of a big overview. Or you could say, just give me an example of one of these, right? But let's just say what it can come up with. Certainly. Here are some specific content examples, daily tips. Start your day with a 5-minute meditation. It can help you clear your mind and set positive tone for the day ahead, right? So it gives you inspirational quotes, one from Steve Jobs, interactive polls. So it's giving you examples, and then you can just dive in even more and more into these. We'll see what Bard came up with. Oh, it waited for me. Daily tips. Yeah, very similar, inspirational quotes. And it actually provided it for you in this one here. The mind is not a vessel to be filled, but a fire to be kindled. Whoever this guy is. So yeah, there you go. That's an example. Okay, Kim, this is wild. Yeah, share some of your responses, what you're thinking here. It's helpful for feedback. And Deb, if you want to jump in with anything, you can too. But that's just the first example. Let's do another one, website copy. All right, so some of you are like, oh, I need to put something on my website. I don't know what to put in there. So let's put this prompt in. This is very specific. You know, you are a website expert web designer. Can you outline a therapy homepage starting with a header and provide one H1? This is like SEO related for the top section of the website and H2 titles for each section below. The section should include are a plan to get started with counseling, testimonials, and other popular sections you think would convert clients, client leads into clients. The therapist specializes in couples. Okay. Absolutely. Here's some stuff. And let's ask Bar to sell as well at the same time. All right. We'll see what Bar comes up with. Hero image, right at the top, a warm and inviting image of a couple sitting together, smiling and talking. Perfect. H1, nurture your relationship, couples counseling. Yep, that's great copy. That's something I would use. Call to action, schedule a free consultation. It's like it's reading my own websites that I built. You know, H2, your next section, reclaim your connection, right? Here's some text you can add to it. I mean, it's just, it's wild. And this is stuff that I would recommend. This is not anything that I would not put. Like, here's a checklist. Yeah. Comprehensive couples counseling services. And you put a checklist out. Look at that. That's great. Let's see what chat came up with. Header, logo of the therapy, navigation. Well, it's breaking it down for you really good. It hasn't provided any copy, a call to action button. Oh, here's the copy. Sorry. That's like the header navigation menu. Here we go. Revitalize your relationships with expert counseling, couples counseling. Not bad. A brief introduction about how they can help couples improve their relationship. So this is supporting text. So they're saying basically write this yourself. Now you can change that or ask it to give it an example. So here's your homepage outline. And then you can finesse this a little bit, then hand it to a website designer and say, do this. Yeah. Holy cow. I might actually be able to carry out my dream and still have time to sleep at night. Yes. Yeah. You know, sometimes AI gives people nightmares of its capabilities. I'm not going to try to scare anyone today, but it's a thing. So those who are group practice owners, I'm going to do this prompt here, right? And this prompt is, you are an HR manager and in charge of making sure everyone is in compliance with our employee policy manual. Here is a section of our policy for our private practice. Can you write an employee improvement plan based on this policy? And you're like, Brent, that's really specific use case. Well, my wife, Mrs. Stutzman, had to do this. And so we use chat to kind of figure out, like, I don't know how to do an employee. So here's the outline, right? So this is the outline of the from the policy manual we have. So I'm just going to copy this here. And I'm going to put this right here. So here's the copied paste, and we'll just see what happens. Based on this, I will draft an employee improvement plan for a staff member who has not been consistently adhering to the guidelines for maintaining. All right, so it's going to do an employee improvement plan. And this is what you would put in the Google Doc. Specific issues, not failure to ensure the current treatment plan is in every file. So this would be a case study where they're not doing their notes. And expected performance. These are the things here. Yeah, I love that, Deb. If you want to put a prompt in there about teaching a course, like let's play around with it. So it's going to give you a step-by-step action step, like to handle this and what to do. And at the very end, probably, I think it will like, here are your names to sign. Consequences of non-compliance. Again, you can change this language around. So I'm going to stop this here. If anybody wants to throw in an idea, we can play around with that. Just put in the chat. Here's how to write a rejection letter. I don't have to go through all these prompts. Outline. Oh, yeah, here. So, outline a 20-minute talk to parents on how to recognize trauma in their teenager with a practice steps on how to best support them. So one great way to build your practice is to do speaking engagements. So either that's with schools or whatever. And you're like, I want to talk about this, but I just need some help to get started, right? So here we are. You are an expert adolescent therapist. Can you provide an outline for a 25-minute talk to parents specifically designed for parents on how to recognize trauma in their teenager? All right, so I'm not going to read that whole thing. So let's see what chat can do here. Yeah, Christian, I can actually, all those prompts are on a Notion page, and I'll be able to share that with you. Oh, Deb, nice. Gonna take it. There you go. Oh, look, there's the prompt. So I just need to be able to copy it. Oops, that's not what I want to do either. So as that's... I'm not sure exactly how to... I'm not able to copy that, but I can type. All right, so anyways, here is the outline. Recognizing and supporting traumatized teens. Understanding and healing, a parent's guide to recognize trauma in teenagers. Here's your introduction, interactive elements. You could do a quick poll. I mean, look at this. Conclusion, 1 minute. Post-talk, optional. I mean, it's right there. And then you can just take that and run with it. Run with it. Let's do this thing here for Deb. I couldn't copy it in. So you are a college professor teaching master's level mental health counseling students. Please provide. I know this is riveting watching me type a syllabus for the course. Yeah. Psychopathologies. We'll do this here. All right, let's see what happens. Certainly. You think about college professors, it just saved them like look at mental health counseling, MC-501. Yeah. Required text. Add your own books. Yeah, look at that. Oh, come on. Look at this. Yep, that's awesome. Where was this when I was teaching? Yeah, really. There you go. Because again, AI is like a book that has read everything in the entire world and is distilling it. There you go. Even a disclaimer. Very nice. Very nice. All right, let's see here. Okay, so this was really interesting. Helping with a diagnosis. So I went in and grabbed a couple. Now maybe this is a test for you all. You are a mental health expert and I need help discerning something I saw with a client. They have been forgetting about certain time periods, events, and personal information, feeling uncertain about who you are and having multiple distinct identities. What could this be? Right? So this is the prompt. Now, don't give it away. Maybe wondered if you know what that is. Let's take this out here. Based on the symptoms you described, forgetting about certain time period, blah, blah, this could be of dissociative identity disorder, which is right. I just grabbed a few of those from Google. And it just outlines it for you. Now, what's interesting is as that's doing that, watch what happens with Bard when I put it in here. It might start. Oh, it actually did it. Interesting. Before it started it, and then it erased it and says, I cannot give you this information. Which is interesting. It did that before. So there you go. All right. Is there another example you want to use before I move on? Oh, live audience. This is time for you to ask, hey, can you try this? Or I'm curious about this. And Deb, you can pop back on here and we can interact a little bit too.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the nice thing about it, Brent, is that you don't have to use all the stuff, but I know what it does for me is that it gives me pause to think about things I didn't think about before. Like it gives me ideas of directions to go in, even if I'm going to do the content myself.
Yes. Yeah. Can I show you an example of this? So I had a client come in and we were filming a video and he gave it to me like 30 minutes, the scripts, before I was able to like even read it over. Mm. I was like, I don't have time to just think about titles because we had to redo titles and things like that. And so I had to, I'd have to find it. Maybe was this it here? I was playing around. Anyways, I have to find it, but I had to go deeper. Oh yeah, this is what we were doing. So let me zoom in here. So.
Oh, good.
Because you were a copywriter. Can you turn this paragraph into a, so he had a paragraph about what it was about. And I said, and it wasn't very clear. It was kind of muddled. So I did a couple things and I was like, you know what, could you actually just create this into a really great hook all around self-care? And so I put that in here, that paragraph. And he says, sure. And I'm like, awesome. This is great. Can you shorten it? Absolutely. You know, is self-care a buzzword just for you? And then I was like, could you then smooth out this paragraph, which is another part? Certainly smooth it out a little bit. Can you finish the sentence for me and give the context above? So what happened was he had a couple questions on here. And I said, take these questions and create a catchy blog title based on those questions. And I said, all right, finding the one or taking the next steps, because his whole thing is like, how do you know if they're the one, right? I said, awesome. Give me two more examples. Is it love or a time for a leap, decoding your relationship's future, or from first spark to forever, mastering the milestones of modern romance? Awesome. Can you position the title in the negative? And he said, all right, avoiding missteps in love. Are you with the one or rushing ahead? Love's pitfalls. Is it reality, the one, or is it really the one or time to move forward? And I said, great, because he had three steps in his blog post. All right, could you include three steps? He's like, all right, three essential steps to determine. And you just keep iterating. Right? I was like, oh, could you include marriage in the title? All right, so three crucial steps to decide it is the true love, time for marriage, or time to move on. And I'm like iterating like this. I'm like, all right, we're getting closer. Boom, that's the one we want. You know, mm-hmm. So it just helps you. So the more you can master AI and give it prompts and have this conversation with it, it just helps you iterate so fast. I can't recommend enough. All right. Yeah, that's right, Kim. It's really nice because you're not starting complete with a blank slate. When I have writer's block, I just go to this and start asking it questions. I'm like, oh yeah, great. And then I can keep writing.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, I can show a couple more AI tools, but Deb, do you have anything to add before we move on to that next section?
I just wanted to go back to something Kim had asked, and she said, you know, it makes you wonder if humans are going to be obsolete in a few years. I think that that iteration that you were talking about, of going back and forth and asking the questions, that's going to be the key component, right? Because that's going to keep us, that's going to keep the tail from wagging the dog. So I think that as long as this doesn't contribute to the dumbing down of society, then we do have a chance to live a couple more generations.
You know, I always see, right. I always said like therapists and pastors, mm-hmm. those are going to be the hardest things for robots to replace. And because there's people who still, I mean, just look at COVID, like mm-hmm. people were okay with online for a little bit. And then people really wanted that in-person human interaction. People started going back to that. Now what happens, Zoom is a lot of people more of okay with telehealth, but still people do want another human when it comes to these most intimate problems. But there's gonna be some who are okay. You know, we're seeing this tested out with like Headway, Alma, like I think those are, what are like a Better Health? Like there's some automation built into that, I think, like chat, telehealth, you know, automated text could be a thing. So, yeah, Okay, let me show a couple other tools out there that are, sorry about that phone call. Let's jump into, let me zoom in here again. So a couple other AI tools. One is Perplexity. This is another great little spot to just ask some questions. Another little AI tool. 11 Labs, I've not done this yet, but you can turn text into your speech. So you upload your voice, samples of your voice, and then you can send it text and it will read in your voice for you. It's wild. And you can see examples down here of people doing it. It sounds pretty good. Cast Magic, turn audio into content, you know, a service that simplifies the podcast production process, very audio tools. So you could check out that. That's something I'm interested in for myself. So we could just take my podcast and it can create content around it. And then this other one could be interesting. I have a client actually using this in his practice right now. So it basically, you record the session that you are having, and then it will generate the note progress notes for you automatically in the background, just like that. He bought it for his whole team and he's been testing it out to see if it can actually speed up the workflow and how long it takes to get notes done. So it's HIPAA compliant. So, you know, I think this guy's happy about it. and then I have a whole list at the bottom here that I'll be sharing this of a bunch of other AI tools that are out there that people are using. Yeah, I would love some individual reflections. If you want to put anything in the chat and any takeaways that you might have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Christian, I think it just makes us better in the possibilities. Yeah.
Absolutely. This is really interesting, Brent. I know you use it a lot more than most people I know. And so I started checking it out and your recommendation, and I'm just blown away every time I use it.
Yeah. I'm having, as a marketer, this helps us iterate and generate really good drafts within minutes.
Yes.
Like we are, and I'm training my entire team on it.
Mm-hmm.
They all have access to AI in some capacity. I said, use it, please use it.
Mm-hmm.
Because those who know how to use it are the ones that will survive in the end.
Yes.
Know how to use the tools. Yeah. I'm not seeing any other questions in there, reflections on it. So if you have a question, please put it in.
Or if anybody has a prompt.
Or a prompt, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll wait here. I'll put these QR codes up here so you can scan.
Mm-hmm.
I'll zoom out just a little bit.
You know, Brent, I think that part of growing a private practice, especially a private pay private practice, is being able to communicate with your ideal clients in their language. And that's why I go back to one of the first examples that you used when you were asking specific questions about that demographic and mm-hmm. what people are looking for. I think it's good for us to speak directly with these folks so that we know for sure this is what they're looking for, but this is a great place to start.
Yeah.
And then if you can ask about how to word it in a way that it is compelling, that helps, I think, in a place where a lot of private practitioners kind of sit back when they have to write a web page or a flyer or some kind of a thing that they're going to put out there. They get nervous about what they're going to do.
That's right.
So if you can get this little bit of a push and with a little bit of confidence, I think it might help people to reach the people they're really looking to reach in order to build that private pay practice.
Yeah. And that, part of as you build a private pay practice, like there, people are wanting to know, can I trust you? And you need content around the problems that you are solving for these people, because that's how you build trust. People
yes. will
consume the content on your website. So if you're like, I'm just stuck on what I need to write on my website, or just stuck on any of that, just ask chat and see what kind of answers they have.
Yeah.
I wanted to show this too, because I see, a question down there we'll get to. So can you write a rejection letter to a job applicant in a sassy voice? Sure. While still maintaining a level of professionalism. Oh, honey, where do I even begin? First off, kudos to the bravery to apply to the job. It's not every day we see someone shoot for the stars with gusto. Now let's get down to the nitty gritty. You're probably perched on the edge of your seat, heart racing, hopeful, Well, brace yourself because I'm about to spill the tea. Unfortunately, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, your application was like a decaf coffee. It just didn't awaken our interest. We're on the lookout for a triple shot espresso, bold and robust. But hey, come on, let's get your spirits down. Think of it as being a way like a trendy top you ordered online. Super cute, but it's not the right fit. It's not you, it's us. Well, maybe it's a little bit of you, but mostly us. So, I mean, enjoy. Yeah, so that's kind of funny too. All right, let's see here. Jane, she writes on here, not a question, but I have been struggling for years how to understand I can carry out my full business plan when I'm already overloaded. This may be an answer to speed up the development. Super excited. Yep, Christian, we'll get a list of all those tools. If you scan this Notion, this here, this will take you to this exact page that I'm sharing right now. And you can have everything that's on that page, all the links.
Is scanning it the only way to get it, Brent, or will we send it out as well?
Well, yeah, we can scan. Yeah. Yeah. We can send it out as well. So if you want to, Deb, if you want to scan it, it's just a really long URL. Here, I can probably just put it in here. I'll put it in the chat.
Oh, that'd be great.
Try that. I know on the replay, the chats won't be there, but you can get that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Notion page.
But folks will have access to the replay?
Yeah, I think it'll be open for a replay for a little bit, and then we can figure out a way to download it and put it on our stuff and send it out in an email. So
okay, great.
All right. Let's see here. I will remove that. That is the webinar. So thank you all for joining. Oh, 42 minutes. It went by. So
yeah,
minus the how do I get Deb onto this webinar?
Now we know.
I should ask chat. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Please avail yourself to all the resources that are in the webinar, and definitely go check out privatepaypractice.com if you're interested in growing a private pay practice, and also the free resources that we have there too. So, all right, Deb, good to see you.
Brent, thank you so much. This was very interesting and very compelling. I think people will be on their computers today.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully this is the first of many more webinars to come. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. Thank you.
We'll see you. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.